Who let you watch that? Who let you watch that?
Does this movie suck?
Hey,
dude. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Don't be all sad.
Take a sad song and saw it better.
Fuck, man. I hate fucking John Lennon.
Is
that Paul McCartney?
I think that one's Paul McCartney.
You know what? Fuck all the Beatles.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Normally I'd be on board, but George Harrison is a very important person, because if George Harrison didn't exist, we wouldn't have Monty Python.
George Harrison is the exception to the rule of fuck the Beatles.
Yeah, he funded them, and he's a good dude. Also, I truly believe I Got My Mind Set on You is a bigger banger than anything all those other dildos wrote.
But it's going to take time.
Yeah.
A whole lot of precious time. It's going to take patience and time.
To do it right. You know what? There's no better song to start off this episode
than a little Georgie baby. That's what he talked about, right? That's Georgie baby.
In it? Yeah. He was talking about George Harrison's banger of a song, I Got My Mind Set on You.
We all float out here, Georgie.
Yeah. And George Harrison was like, I am the Beatles.
That's good.
Thank you.
I just hope more of my songs make it on the record.
Yeah. And Paul's like, no, I don't think so. Oh, no, that's John. I don't think so. And Paul's like, I'm Paul.
You're just doing Walk Hard.
I am. I'm just doing like, what's their name?
Justin Long,
Jack Black, and Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd and Jason Schwartzman is over there just...
Yeah.
Fuck the best Beatles.
They were the best Beatles.
Make a whole movie just on them.
I know. Yeah. I mean, listen, we talk about recommendations all the time. By the way, hi everybody.
Oh yeah, hi guys.
Yeah.
You know who it is. It's your boys. Andy Diaz.
And Gabe Martinez.
And together we do a podcast called Something Else. But this week we're talking about if a movie sucks. And the name of this is called
Does this movie suck? I like that.
Yeah.
That was good. You got into it.
Thanks.
We're always talking about recommendations. And
always.
I was going to say, you know what? We should recommend one of the greatest comedies ever written, and that is Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
It is underrated, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like that movie is fantastic. It has great songs.
Yes.
It has amazing cameos.
Amazing.
These bits that are in this fucking movie
are
like... top tier, like the whole drug reference thing. Like, you don't want any part of this, do you?
Yes.
It just keeps coming back.
Tim Meadows is amazing. Everyone is great in that movie. It's so funny. And yeah, John C. Reilly he's not just the greatest Will Ferrell wingman ever. He's also one of the greatest comedic actors alive or has ever been alive. Yeah. Dude's amazing.
He also does great drama. Like, he's
legit, for sure. But I want to say, just in that movie, his comedic performance. At one point, he gets into an argument with a monkey, and I believe he said something along the lines of like "fuck you, stupid monkey." And it is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And the way he delivers it is so good.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I wish we were talking about John C. Reilly movies.
Well,
I mean, I guess we could. Just...
they don't traumatize anyone, and none of them suck.
None of them suck.
So it's hard to talk about them on either of our podcasts.
You're right, man. No one thinks that they suck.
Yeah. But you know who does think a movie sucks is people. And this movie that we're talking about today is one that a lot of people love. But some people might think this movie sucks, Andy.
We are talking about, especially in the early 2000s, a fucking cornerstone of the genre, the horror genre. You know what, Gabe? We never really talked about it, so let's just talk about it on the air right now.
Sure.
We're doing like a Halloween-themed month right now, right? It's spooky season.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're doing spooky stuff, right? It all fits.
We are, for sure.
Okay, cool. In the spirit of spooky stuff, you guys, we're going to be talking about, like I said, a cornerstone of the early 2000 horror genres, man. Yes. We're talking about a franchise that is apparently still going on, Gabe. Have you seen this shit?
Yes, Andy, I have seen it, and I cannot believe this fucking thing is still going.
I saw that. It scared my boy. He was watching YouTube, and there was just a trailer, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, there's another one of these things?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Why? How?
Andy, we got to get into answering all those questions, but you got to tell us what this movie is first, dude.
Guys, we are talking about the 2004 American horror film directed by I like the dude, mostly. James Wan. We're talking about fucking Saw.
Yeah, dude, we're talking about the original.
The original Saw.
The start of it all. James Wan is, I love him too. I think he's great. I think he's an amazing director. He's a horror visionary. He's the guy responsible for sort of the, I think, the entire horror, I don't want to say renaissance, because I don't think horror ever went away, but I mean... Definitely like the 2000s, the early 2000s. I think that was there are a lot of great players, but I think James Wan, it was sort of like the definitive horror voice during that whole decade.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He was coming out with just bangers and, you know.
Yeah.
He had a vision. Even nowadays, like, did you ever see Malignant? Did we talk about
We talked about Malignant. We have an episode on Malignant.
We did a Malignant episode, right? Yeah. It's fucking great.
It is the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen. Therefore, it's amazing.
Go see it. It does not suck. Go see it now.
No, we determined it did not suck. Yeah. It's hilarious.
I don't know
and fun.
What we do. Yeah. I totally forgot our whole podcast.
We did Malignant,
We did
sure.
Malignant, right? Right? We talked about Malignant?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so Saw, you guys. It's, I don't know. I think it's worth the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, it's innovative. It's wild. I will say I think it's dumb that fucking it's still going on.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think we need to get into it. Let's talk a little bit. You know, or do we talk about these things? I always forget how we do these fucking episodes.
Well, we got to let people know kind of what the movie is if they're not sure of it. So I'm going to read the log line real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so two strangers awaken in a room with no recollection of how they got there and soon discover they're pawns in a deadly game perpetuated by a notorious serial killer. So it's basically you've got, you know, Carrie Ewells or Elwes. I always thought it was Ewells.
I always said Elwes.
Elwes? Okay. Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Carrie Elwes. Let's just say that. That sounds better.
That's what I've always said since Princess Bride, so maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. But,
I don't know. I've always said Carrie Elwes.
He's British, so it's hard to understand what it
I
would actually be.
I got my mind set on him.
I have my mind set on him, too. But there's basically, there's a pair of dudes, him and Lee Wanell. They find themselves in like a dirty-ass bathroom.
Dirty-ass bathroom.
I mean, honestly, it's no different than if you've been on a road trip and you've been snacking in Slim Jims and you're like, wait a minute, I need to get this out of my body right now. And it's 2 a.m. and you go into some, unnamed gas station. It's essentially the same thing as the bathroom there.
Yeah. You're looking around. You're looking for a Buc-ee's or a Pilot. You don't see them. You just see like owls. And you're like, oh, no.
Yep. I'm going to roll the dice.
Let's do this. You walk in and they're like, hey, can I use your toilet? And they're like, $10 minimum. And you're like, fuck, man. Yeah. Like, what do you have for $10? Nothing. You're like, what?
Everything's $100. Oh, Al, fuck you, man.
I'm not Al. I'm Butch. Where's Al?
He's watching you while you shit in the back.
Fuck!
And absolutely 100% when you go in there, they are taking videos of you.
Yes.
That's just like this movie. It's called Saw.
It's called Saw, you guys. So these guys, they end up in this bathroom.
Yeah.
We don't know how they get there. Maybe they explain to you in the movie. I don't remember. In all honesty, I know that there's an elaborate scheme. This guy, his name is Jigsaw. He's had the cancer or something, but like he beat the cancer and that created him and made him mad at the world. He's pissed.
Yeah.
Because the world's mean and he's going to get vengeance on everybody because no one took care of him.
Yeah. It's the concept is the dumbest fucking thing on the face of the planet because you're like, Jigsaw is played by Tobin Bell and I'm not going to shit on his name. Andy giggled when I said his name.
I just knew that. You weren't looking at anything. You just knew his name.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know his name.
You did the research.
No, he's been, honestly, there's just 700 of these movies.
Yeah.
And that's the only consistent character in all of them.
Wait a minute, is that who this is? Tobin Bell? Wait a minute, I thought Mr. Jigsaw was the same guy from Breaking Bad, Mike, who like is like the drug cartel guy. It's a totally different guy.
It's a totally different guy, absolutely.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I thought it was that dude. I was gonna do all my like Bryan Cranston impressions. I had so much prepared.
I mean, you still can.
No,
I mean...
it doesn't work now. It's all ruined. I was gonna do this whole like Jesse Pinkman, like, science, bitch. It was going to be fucking rad.
Well, I mean, you still can. I think it works. But no, it's Tobin Bell. It's not that other guy.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Well, he's just an old white guy.
Yeah, he's an old white guy. So, yeah, the whole idea is he's got cancer and it's bad and he goes in for treatment and... Just, you know, no one did right by him. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, the everybody, you know, the divorce lawyer because his wife left him and the doctors and.
I think a kid steps on his sandwich at one point. Like,
yeah.
He's at the park. And like,
yeah, he drops the sandwich and a kid runs by and steps on it. So then he puts a bear trap up the kid's ass.
Yeah.
The guy's just a real piece of shit, okay? And he's trying to dispense this justice and make the world fair. So he basically, like, puts you in this situation where. To learn some lesson, because you looked at him the wrong way, he's going to put a spike in your eyeball.
Yeah.
But if you put a spike in your own eyeball, then you get to go out and you're safe.
Now you appreciate what life is.
Yeah.
Look at this. Here, I want to play a game.
Yeah.
Here's a game. You're in a room podcasting with your friend.
Oh, no.
You can put that mic up your butt and let me look at it.
Oh, no.
If you do that, you can leave. But if you don't, I'm going to. I'll put something else in you.
I don't like this at all.
I don't. Yeah, that's my plan.
You guys, this was really fun until right now. I gotta get out of here.
I'm Mr. Jigsaw.
Oh no! Don't be a Jigsaw.
Don't be a Jigsaw.
It's just so dumb. Everything about that—the fact that he calls himself Jigsaw, the fact that like the detectives are finding like little skin puzzle pieces of people—and
I think. Because there's been 10 of these movies.
Yeah.
I think they only do that in the first movie, and then they completely abandoned that idea.
I think
you're
right.
But he's still called the Jigsaw Killer.
Yeah. He's still, yeah. I'm pretty sure you're right.
Because you got to find that piece that's missing in you.
Yeah.
I'm Jigsaw.
And he has a little puppet that's a remote-controlled puppet man that rides a tricycle. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You know what that puppet should be?
Yeah.
Alive.
Yes.
And that's what's killing him.
That would be...
That's a fucking movie.
That's way scarier.
Yeah.
Way scarier than some... And that's the thing. I don't buy any of this shit. A geriatric cancer survivor who also has his cancer come back with a vengeance... He's not popping out and defeating people. He's not getting the drop on the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The Dread Pirate Roberts.
Dread Pirate Roberts. Yeah. He pops out and he's just like, I want to play a game.
Yeah, he's like, you want to play a game? He's going to be like, as you wish.
As
and he fucking uppercuts him in the dick.
Yeah.
It's
Fuck,
never going to happen. I get the sense that I know that he could get the drop on Shawnee Winters or whatever, the
yes.
chick that he puts the fucking reverse bear trap thing on her head. Because
she
was
also,
a drug
he also
addict.
Gets Dez.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He puts Dez on the rib splitter.
Yeah, that's right. Yikes.
I'll get her on the rib splitter, if you know what I mean. Oh!
Oh, sex! Yeah,
oh,
I guess.
I was saying that I wanted to rip her apart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what sex is, right?
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, gross. No,
sorry.
I retract all statements.
I want to play a game.
No, I don't. So, yeah, anyway, where you might think we're going, you're probably right. I think this movie sucks.
I think this movie not only sucks, but created a whole world of suck.
Yes.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
In terms of the world building.
Uh-huh.
A world of suck. 10 sequels of suckage.
Yes.
You got to give them a point for that.
They get a point for world building.
I mean, it's a suck point.
It sucks. But... This was a fairly new concept.
Yeah.
And it definitely fed into, like, early 2000s was torture porn.
Torture porn That's up the wazoo.
Yeah, everything was just, like, watching people mutilate themselves or whatever. And, you know, this, I don't think this started torture porn, but this was, like, because I think Hostel was before.
I think Hostel. Hostel gets, stupid Eli Roth gets that shit.
Gets the credit for the torture porn. But this perpetuated it and sent it into the stratosphere.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they made, after this first fucking one, they made the next four like every 6 months, it seemed.
This movie has that iconic, the bear trap, the reverse bear trap, iconic image. But apart from that trap, the rest of the shit in this movie is really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And you don't remember any of them. Name another trap in this movie.
No.
Besides, oh, they're chained up and you got to saw your leg off.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
Every other one that you think of is from the insanity that is created in the world of the suck of all the other ones where they have to put their head in this thing and it twists their entire head around. Or put their hand in a razor blade thing and it's cutting their arms up and all this sort of bullshit.
Yeah, or like dip their hand in acid. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah, or the guy had to dig out something from his eye and all that shit.
Exactly.
Or they had to cut off a pound, or you need to cut off a pound of flesh.
Right.
Cut your belly off.
Right.
Cut your balls off. And he does it, and he chops his whole arm off, and he wins. And but now he's going to die?
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's dumb. It's dumb. The whole thing is flawed, but we are going to go off of our point system to see. We're going to see scientifically does this suck. Because we both feel in our hearts
that it
this
sucks.
Movie sucks. All right. World building. Boom. We got it. Let's talk filmmaking and the direction.
Oh, man.
I actually think James Wan did a really good job.
He did.
Cinematography is pretty great in this. You know, the lighting is fantastic. It's very moody. It's very dark. It's very scary.
I was about to say that. It's moody. It's scary. Yeah. It does a good job.
Yeah, it's a cohesive story. And at the end, you're surprised when Jigsaw, who's been laying there dead the whole time, wakes up and walks out.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't.
It's stupid as shit.
It's stupid as shit, and it would never make sense in a million years, but it.
Dun, dun, dun.
But dun, I dun, believe dun. It surprised dun, dun, dun. Everybody. I believe it was one of those things where when you were watching it, you were like, what? Now, you might have said bullshit, but still, you were like, what?
There was a guy there.
Yeah.
It was a guy.
The whole time.
It was that guy.
The guy who injected himself with something so he would be dead for an hour.
Is he just hanging out?
Yeah.
Like, so fucking dumb. No.
Yeah. He was
James Wan, you lost points on that.
Okay.
That's
so
dumb.
So filmmaking, we're going to say.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to say technically it's.
On a technical aspect.
On a technical aspect, he did a good job.
Good
so
job.
I think you got to give him a point.
I really want to take away a point for that storytelling. Did he write this shit?
No. Let's see. Hang on.
I bet it was based on some sort of weird porno or something.
Yeah, it was.
Story by James Wan.
Story by James Wan. Written by Lee Wanell. Lee, who's the other guy in the room with Carrie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's. I didn't know that.
Oh, man, I've never liked that when writers put themselves in the movie, like especially if like they're a team.
I mean,
like director, writers, and they put themselves in the movie.
It's the worst,
coffee,
man.
Coffee, coffee.
Yeah. Hey, that dildo wrote a bunch of movies, man. Insidious, he wrote like everything with James Wan. I wonder if they're
Dead Silence.
Little best buddy. Dead Silence is so fun.
This guy's Australian?
Oh, fuck this
guy. Fuck this guy, dude.
Yeah.
Points gone.
Yeah. And then he wrote all these other Saw movies. Yeah, guy, bud, get out of here. Get right out of town. Cooties was really fun, though. He wrote Cooties.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Okay, so that. Give or take a point. I don't know.
All right. Let's say if we just say the filmmaking and we pull the story out, he gets a point. Let's do a new criteria story.
So dumb.
Negative.
Negative.
All right. So we're now just at 1 point.
1 point for the stupid world building.
For the stupid world building. But it is stupid. So it's a 1 point that is definitely tarnished.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a stupid point.
Then we say acting. I think the acting is stupid as fuck in this movie. I think it's terrible. I don't believe anybody except for the chick in the reverse bear trap.
I believe her, and I believe, remember, there's a red herring in this movie where it's like a creep dude. He was in the movie or the show Lost. He was just a creepy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I believe that guy fucking watches people take shits in bathrooms.
Absolutely.
So I believe two people in this movie.
Okay, yeah. I do that too.
I don't believe anyone else. I love Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
Dude needed a paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's why he's in this movie.
Yeah, this is not his finest performance. So I'm going to say acting sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Especially the guy in the fucking sitting on the floor the whole movie.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't
yeah.
believe it.
Jigsaw just sucks. He just sucks.
Jigsaw sucks.
Yeah. Sorry, Tobin, but the character's no good. All right.
So
now we're at zero. We're at no points. Positive or negative? So, what
rewatchability?
Else? Rewatchability. Andy, how do you feel about this movie rewatching it?
I would rather watch any other horror movie than rewatch the Saw movies.
Same. I watched the Saw movies. I feel like we watched them together. There was that time where
we were seeing horror movies.
We're seeing horror movies. We want to see everyone get ripped apart. We're laughing. It's they're less fun versions of the Final Destination movies.
Yes.
You know, the Final Destination movies are a million times better than these, in my opinion, because they're fun as shit and they know they're silly.
And they
these
know they're silly.
Take themselves so fucking seriously.
There's this whole moral thing about these movies too.
Yeah.
Like this weird thing, like you need to enjoy life.
Yeah, you can stop the voice, though. That's cool.
I will teach you. I'm Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Maybe after this, we could go get some fries. I'm feeling a little peckish.
I'm feeling peckish.
I want to play a new game. Get your Tercel. Pull it up in front of the apartment building and pick up the man in the hood.
Yeah.
It's definitely not me.
It's not me. It's someone else.
He's
my secret messenger.
You just pick him up and drive him to the nearest Taco Bell.
Yeah.
He wants a Baja Blast.
He needs to live Moss.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
The rewatchability. I don't think any of these movies should be watched again.
Or for our first time.
Yeah. And
but
when
I saw several of these. I want to stay up to like six.
Yeah, I think, five or six for me.
And they one with Chris Rock? Like a side story?
Chris Rock did like, he like produced it too.
Yeah.
Like the reboot of what this thing was going to be. And it, I don't think, was well received.
What a son of a bitch.
Yeah. And this new one, all I know is like it's got like fluorescent light tubes going into someone's eyes.
And he's back. Jigsaw's back.
Yeah, that's the thing. And
didn't he die in part three?
I thought he died, very early on. Like,
but he just kept coming back like in video. What a plan he had.
He just had this multi-year plan of all these things, and he got his drug addict friend who survived. And
so dumb.
Yeah, the girl from the reverse bear trap now like worships him.
Cult.
It's so stupid.
Cult
it's just so dumb. It's
dumb.
So dumb. There's so many better horror films. So you know what? When we talked about the rewatchability, there's none. So we're now at negative. That means we've scientifically proven this movie sucks.
Big sucks.
Yeah. You want to go see a horror movie, guys, gals, there are thousands that are better.
Subscribe to Shudder right now. Put on any of that bullshit, and there's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's going to be better than Saw. I guarantee it.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many great movies. And even James Wan. James Wan's awesome. He has made a million other awesome movies. We said it a second ago. Dead Silence, his silly puppet movie. It is hilarious and fun and spooky.
Put that on.
Watch that. You'll have a blast. Watch it with friends. You will giggle and jump so many times.
Fuck
it's great.
Damn it, man. Go watch, even though I think the rest of them suck. I remember Insidious having some good scares.
Go watch
Insidious.
The first Insidious is one of the best horror movies ever.
Yeah.
It's really good. The other ones, I think, are all fine. I enjoy them. The first one is great. I might have shared the story on this podcast when we did the Malignant episode, but I'll say it again. Insidious, I thought, was so good and so scary. I was watching it in the middle of the day on a Saturday with my wife. Sun was shining. Birds singing. It still scared the shit out of me.
That's testament to a good horror movie.
Yes.
If it has shots in the day that are spooky and you can watch it during the day and it's spooky, good horror movie.
That's a good horror movie. Yeah,
good
but I mean, The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
So good.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Watch any of those, not this one.
Don't watch this.
Definitively, Saw sucks.
All of them suck.
All of them.
Saw 1 sucks.
Yeah.
Saw 2.
Uh-huh.
Saw 3 sucks.
What about 4, 5, 6, and 7?
4 has that one part. It's pretty cool, actually. But 5 sucks.
And the rest.
And
yeah.
the rest. That would have been a funnier take.
Yeah.
Listeners, pretend you didn't listen to any of this, and instead I said Saw 1 sucks, but I'm like, Saw 4. Best fucking movie ever.
Gotta see it. It's amazing.
Saw 4 rules.
Yeah, that one rules, baby. It does not. All these movies
all of them
suck.
Fucking suck. I'm not even gonna pretend. Fuck you, Saw. Fuck you, Jeff Tobin.
That's right, Jeff Tobin. You're out of here.
You're out of here for not being Mike from Breaking Bad like I thought you were.
That was gonna be Andy's whole thing for this episode.
I was gonna
ruin
all of it. You blew it.
Yeah.
I'm Bryan Cranston.
Oh, that's a good Bryan Cranston.
I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah.
I'm the danger, Skyler.
Did I tell you that I met Giancarlo Esposito?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was.
You mean from Monkey Bone?
From Monkey Bone. Yeah, Monkey Bone fame.
I wish he was in more.
And everything else. Yeah, I met him in a gentleman's store, not a sex place. Not a gentleman's.
I don't know where where'd you meet him?
I met him in a tailor shop, like where they have like fine clothing.
Okay, a men's warehouse.
Yeah, I met him in a men's warehouse. I met him in
Main Street at Orange.
I met him in of all places, it was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was there for a fishing trip, and I was killing some time walking around downtown, and they had like a really cool like suit shop with like neat. You know, jackets and stuff. And I just went in there to see what's up. And he was there with his assistant.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I'm the one who knocks. Dos pollos and whatever. And he's like, I listen to diarrhea, but you only get diarrhea. We are not the same. Because he's in that meme.
He's in that fucking meme.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Memes. Saw. It sucks. The end.
The end, you guys. Suck on that one.
Yeah. Till next time.
Dun, dun,
keep on sucking.
Dun, dun, dun. Dead, dead, dead. Game over.
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.